Welcome back to another episode of ABLW 360, broadcast not quite live from Advertising Week New York 2024, where we're celebrating the 20th year of Advertising Week New York. A little light on the AW 360 episodes today on Wednesday, October the 9th, but only because we've been doing another podcast. But it's never too late to throw in a nice AW 360 episode, and I'm about to do so right now with our good friend, Dustin Califf, president of Tool. Dustin, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about Tool for the uninitiated. And what you do there.
Sure. I'm the president at Tool, and Tool is a creative production partner that specializes in working with brands and advertising agencies to create commercials, content, and experiences. And where we live is kind of at the intersection of branded storytelling and creative technology. And that's why we just did a panel about Gen AI and leveraging it for a campaign with Under Armour, and Gen AI is like the perfect spot for all of our specialties that our company has.
The official title for this panel was Inside Under Armour's Quest to Fuse Gen AI and Traditional Production, which I love anytime something is fused. Fusing is one of my favorite things. Tell me about the panel. Well, what was it all about?
So we had an opportunity in March of this year to work with Under Armour to create a piece of promotional content. It was video content for one of their athletes. His name is Anthony Joshua, who was a former two-time heavyweight boxing champion. And the opportunity was, how do you tell this story for an Under Armour athlete without having any access to Anthony Joshua, because he was actually in training for a huge heavyweight fight with Francis Ngannou. And we had done some experimentation with Under Armour at the end of last year with AI and showing how we could use AI to create a piece of content for Steph Curry. And that got Under Armour excited. And when this opportunity came around, they said, hey, can we use AI to help us generate this story? And we said, yeah, we can. So this panel was really about how we went about making this content, how it got sold in, and some of the misperceptions, you know, that people have around how AI can or and how it should or should not be used in the creative community.
You know, it feels like for every negative or fearful thing you hear about AI, along comes an example like this where AI proves itself to be beyond useful, especially when it comes to being able to provide opportunities and access to people or individuals or athletes that you would not normally have access to. Do you think we'll start to see a shift in the way AI is viewed because of that anytime soon?
I do. I mean, first off, there is a large percentage of the creative community who is embracing, you know, AI as an opportunity to tell stories. To there's athletes, there's celebrities who are embracing this because they see it as a way for them to focus on their day job, which is, you know, being a movie star or an athlete, and then leveraging this tech to allow them to do more things. I think that it also just takes some education. You know, when we first did this project, there were some people who thought that we had just taken AI and trained on a pre-existing Under Armour commercial and pressed a button and generated a 60-second ad. And one, ethically, we wouldn't do that. Two, you couldn't even do that if you wanted to. And I think it's just because the word AI, particularly in the media, has been portrayed with all these headlines of losing jobs and you can't have creativity. And that's why this project, there was a ton of craft that went into this. And AI was just a really cool tool that allowed us to tell a story in a way that we hadn't been able to. And we couldn't if we had gone to shoot it. And so I think that's where it's got, I have no doubt in my mind, it's going to be a huge transformation for the content industry and how we're using this. And it's going to be exciting.
If you can, walk us through, and don't get too technical, zeros and ones, but, you know, obviously it's not pressing a button, although the news media would have you feel otherwise. I mean, we read a lot about, I think that's where all the fear comes from, is, you know, you're going to be able, I'm going to be able to put you here podcasting with me in 3 hours, even though you're across the building somewhere, and we know that's not true. How does it really work, though? How much Anthony Joshua do you really need to feed into this in order to have a convincing Anthony Joshua on the other side?
Right. Well, there's also lots of different ways to approach things. There's projects where you can use 100% AI. Mm-hmm. In this project, it was a mixed media approach. So what we did is we were using AI for what we thought was its best creative use case, which was in this project to use it for motion graphics and to use it for creating some of the establishing background shots. We used actually traditional CG for the creation of a key element in the spot, which was a statue and the fidelity of Anthony's face on the statue. And then we used pre-existing live action footage to edit in to show Anthony like in the boxing ring. So we mixed all of that together. Now, AI was a central component to that, but my point in it is that it was a mixed media approach. We were using tried and true methods like CG and editorial mixed with the creation of AI footage. And that's what was different and allowed us to tell this story in a way that we hadn't been able to before. I always like to share this. A lot of people are filmmakers and they understand, and a lot of brands understand this too, is that when you go do a commercial shoot, for example, you will go shoot for 10 hours in a day. Mm-hmm. Out of that 10 hours of footage, you only use like 30 seconds in the TV spot. This was a similar process in that we were generating AI images and footage. There was over 5,000 images generated, and we used 52 of them in the spot. And that's the point. It's like you're curating it to like decide what you want to use and what's going to help you tell the story that you want to tell.
You know, it's interesting that you bring up the CGI part of it, because, you know, I don't remember how many years ago it was, but that was kind of a big fearful thing.
Yep.
You know, I remember there was a commercial with, was it Fred Astaire? I think that everybody freaked out over that, you know, yep. you've brought Fred back from the grave and he's dancing and he was selling, I don't know, a Swiffer or something. And that was just such a travesty. And now it's such an everyday thing. And, you know, let's face it, our jobs were not replaced by CG whatsoever. In fact, I would venture to say creativity has been enhanced, you know, exponentially as a result. Do you feel the same about AI?
I do. I mean, I think that are there going to be some jobs that might not be as relevant anymore? And the same thing happened with CGI. There were some jobs that were not as relevant, but it also opened up a whole new wave of opportunities for people, creatives and others. And I think AI is going to do the exact same thing. I mean, on this project, we had a team of 21 people who worked on it. There were traditional CG artists, there were a traditional editor, a traditional sound designer. But what was unique is that we also had a AI art, you know, prompt art director, you know, who was creating some of the visuals. One of our developers was creating unique AI video pipelines to enable us to stylize some of the content that we were creating. That's what was new and different.
Very cool. Well, what are some other uses of generative AI that you've seen that have excited you? Whether you've worked with them or not, what are you looking at that you are looking at and going, wow, that's cool?
Gosh, there's so many things. One thing I was just talking to somebody after this panel about is, and I've talked to several companies, is, you know, we shoot talent a lot. And when you get into the edit, sometimes you go, oh, shoot, like, I wish we could change that dialogue just a little bit or change that line, but we don't have access to the talent anymore. Well, now we can take AI and take 20 seconds of the footage that's been shot, create like a 3D mesh of their face, and we can actually put in a new line so that, and it will be perfectly lip synced with their mouth. That's not something you could do before. It looked like it was overdubbed. Now you can do that. And I think, again, you need the cooperation and upfront negotiation with your talent to say, hey, we might use AI in this way. We're just letting you know and either negotiate that as part of the contract. But that's a huge, we need more flexibility in our, why wouldn't we want more flexibility instead of having to go, shoot, we can't make this commercial as good as it should be, or we got to go reshoot something, which takes a ton of time and money to do. And so that's one example. I mean, we're seeing all sorts of other examples of, you know, using AI to stylize content and personalize it. So creating way more versions, way more contextual ads, and allowing AI. We did a project with Starburst, for example, where we used AI style transfer, is what it's called, to actually create animated versions of the footage that we shot on a green screen shoot. So in other words, we could create a watercolor version, a pixel version, and it actually animated portions of the video and allowed us to create so many versions of it that we could deliver it to our audience, because the media ask was, you can't serve the same ad to the audience. There's diminishing returns. There's ad fatigue. There's so many examples I could share, but those are two that come off the top of my head.
Fascinating stuff. So how do you see the creative industry's relationship with AI growing over, say, the next 5 years or so? I mean, we're still in, what, the first 2.5-ish years of popular AI awareness and use. Yeah. I mean, it's been around for much longer than any of us want to admit. But say 5 years down the road, what do you think our day-to-day relationship with it's going to be just in the creative side of the industry?
Yeah, I mean, listen, even that Under Armour project, that was done in March, which is like light years in the world of AI. I think, listen, what you're seeing is the ability for creators, directors to now be able to generate much bigger production and higher produced content by leveraging AI. And you're going to start to see a lot of creatives who don't need a company necessarily, even like a tool or a big studio like a Warner Brothers or whatever it might be, to go ahead and make the content. And I think we're going to see a big opportunity there. You know, beyond that, I think we're going to definitely see, and we're already seeing it right now, much more photorealistic video content. Now, do I think that we're going to be at a place, I'm just going to talk about it from a commercial standpoint, that we can use video generation AI tools to create full-on commercials? I don't know. I think we're still going to be at a place where you're mixing things, but maybe 15 seconds of that commercial is AI generated and the other 15 seconds are like a shot, which is still a huge progression in what we're doing. And it will be an opportunity for us to create different, you know, and more pieces of content when, I hate to say it, the overall industry, the media industry, is seeing a compression of budgets are smaller, production costs are rising. So we as creators and producers need to come together to go, how are we going to still do this in a way that is still achieving the craft that we want to tell, but at the same time is allowing us to do this in a way that is more efficient?
It's definitely exciting times.
Yeah.
Definitely.
For sure.
Well, Dustin, I appreciate you taking the time. If someone wanted to find out more about you or about Tool, or probably most of all, watch this spot you made with Under Armour, where would they go?
Go check out the Tool website at TOOLO, F as in Frank, N as in Nancy, A as in Alex.com. So toolofana.com. Thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate you coming.
Yeah, you bet.